Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about Mercury entering Aquarius. But in case you missed it, last week we talked all about Venus in Capricorn and the full moon in Leo. So if you want to know more about that, then listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week, we will be telling you everything you need to know about three different astrological events, which includes the new moon in Aquarius, Mars entering Aquarius, and also Venus entering Aquarius.
So the first thing that happens this week or next week, depending what coast you're on, is Mercury entering Aquarius. This happens on February 5th at 12:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or February 4th if you're on a different coast. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. What you need to know is Aquarius is an air sign that's known for its intelligence and its ability to think innovatively. So with Mercury in Aquarius, there's more of an emphasis on forward-thinking ideas, brainstorming, developing new concepts, and new unique ways to solve problems.
How this affects you is your thinking and communication will be more focused on individuality and being open-minded. During this time, you might engage in more objective and thought-provoking communication with others. You also might be more open to sharing new perspectives and to explore viewpoints that you haven't considered before.
So why this matters? Aquarius is often associated with our friendships, the groups we're a part of, our network in general. So while Mercury is in Aquarius, you might notice that you're more talkative or active in these communities in your social life. Things are maybe picking up a little bit more, or maybe at work, you're noticing that you're involved in more group discussions, more networking opportunities present themselves, or there's more of a focus on teamwork.
Something you might not know is that new ideas are going to be flowing during this time, and you might find that they are coming up in unexpected ways. Because Aquarius is ruled by Uranus and that planet is associated with unpredictability, you might notice that you're feeling more spontaneous and that you're embracing new ideas and activities.
If you're wondering how long this transit lasts, Mercury will enter Pisces on February 23rd at 2:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That could be the 22nd if you're on a different coast. So you have between February 4th/5th to February 22nd/23rd, time zone depending, to experience Mercury in Aquarius.
And per usual, certain signs will be more affected than others. The signs affected the most by this transit are Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, and Scorpio placements. By placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Venus, Mercury, or Mars placements only.
So there are some key dates you're going to want to pay attention to while Mercury is in Aquarius. The first is the day that Mercury enters Aquarius, February 5th. Mercury will be conjunct Pluto. This conjunction between Mercury and Pluto can bring about some really deep conversations. You might notice that when you're speaking with others, there's more of a desire to really get to the core of things, whether it just be getting to know somebody deeper or to get to the root of a problem. Something that's just important to consider is that you want to make sure that everyone is comfortable with the depth of the conversations that are being had.
And then on February 10th, Mercury will be square Jupiter. Squares do bring about some tension between our communication and expansive thinking because of Jupiter's influence. While there will be a lot of new ideas and spontaneous things going on during this time, there is definitely a possibility to overestimate or oversimplify the plans or commitments that you're making. So just be cautious of making big promises because it might be challenging to follow through on those plans.
And then lastly, on February 16th, Mercury will sextile the North Node, but also square Uranus. The sextile between Mercury and the North Node is a good opportunity for growth. You might notice that you're shifting your mindset to one that's more appropriate for what you feel your purpose or mission is in life. But at the same time, the square between Mercury and Uranus could cause there to be some communication disruptions. You might notice that there's a sudden change in plans. So while it can be a good opportunity for fresh ideas and perspectives, you just want to make sure that you're able to keep your mind focused and in the right place without letting those disruptions get too in the way. But that is pretty much it for this week. If you want to know more about how Mercury in Aquarius affects you on a more personal level, then we do offer readings. The link to book a reading will be in the description.
And if you never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And next week, we are going to be talking about quite a few transits that are coming up. The new moon, Mars, and Venus all in Aquarius. So if you want to know more about that, then stick around for next week's episode. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, make sure you're following us on Instagram. We're also on YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye!